What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be talking about the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games for this week. Dolphins Commanders. I mean, that game sucked.
That was a terrible game.
There wasn't even offense in that game.
Not a whole lot. Nothing to write home about outside of the fact that Chris Rodriguez seems to be coming the lead back there in Washington.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
horrible game.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, go on to another horrible game. Chargers, Jaguars. Chargers sucked. Like, that was a really bad game.
Yeah, like, so when you stop and think about, like, how many times you felt that way, it's surprising that they're 7-4, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. They're very, I mean, like you say, they play down to their opponents really bad. Like, that's really bad play down. And it wasn't even really play down. It was play under.
The Jaguars are not that good.
No. Especially not good enough to put 35 on you. And you put 6.
Not on a defense that's supposed to be as good as the Chargers is.
But,
Jags put up some good numbers, though. ETN was great.
Tootin was good.
Myers was pretty solid. Tootin was pretty good. T-Law was all right. I mean, he was nothing to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more about the Jaguars' defense, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that was terrible. Steelers Bengals, another bad game.
I was really disappointed with that game.
Yeah, I expect
the Steelers pulled away late.
Mm-hmm.
But again, defense
Bengals
made it
seem
look
like
worse.
They came out hot with that T. Higgins touchdown. Then it just went downhill from there. Just bad game.
Gainwell had a good game.
Yeah,
Rodgers got hurt. We'll see what happens there. Mason Rudolph didn't look bad. Flacco looked awful. At times. Chase Brown, once again, had a solid game.
Mm-hmm. Just
Jamar Chase.
Eh.
I mean,
he was very involved, was he?
He's spitting on players and wasn't running great routes or, like, just didn't look great.
Yeah. Did he spit on him?
He did.
Oh.
There's video of him actually doing it. And then he lied right to his freaking teeth.
Yeah. He didn't spit on anybody. But, yeah. Not a great game. All right, first decent game, even then, is kind of pushing it. But Packers, Giants, I was really hoping the Giants would win that. I thought there was definitely a chance towards the end. They were right out there, and then I don't know if it was just a miscommunication between Hyatt and Winston, but that stop really screwed everything up. Or if he wasn't, I don't know. But I don't think Hyatt was supposed to stop.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
no, that was just about bad route running.
Yeah.
And it's why Jalen Hyatt only gets playing time when everybody else is hurt.
Yeah.
Tyrone Tracy had a really nice game. Singletary got to 2 touchdowns. He vultured those, in my opinion.
Yeah. Christian Watson killed it.
Yeah. Watson had a really good game. I thought he would have a better game yardage wise, but
he doesn't get the targets.
No. And it's, I don't understand it because he's definitely the best receiver on that team right now.
100%.
Without Jaden Reed, and it's really not all that close. But for some reason, we continue targeting Dalbs all the time. And he drops 2 passes.
LaFleur. I mean, I think that's bad coaching.
I think that's on Love, too.
Yeah. He needs to learn from what's happening around him. Just, I don't know.
Love's completion percentage was awful. He was 13-24.
Oof. At least he's over 500.
Just, once again, playing down.
Yeah. Bears Vikings. Man, I am so happy they won that. Cardiac Bears. They need to get a little bit better at passing. Swift had a good game.
Minnesota's defense is really good.
Yeah, they have a really good pass defense. But, I mean,
I was still shocked
that
the Bears barely won this game.
I know there were some drops, too. I'm not sure how many, but I am aware there were a couple, which the receivers need to get better at. I think it's been the last 3 games, there have been a lot of drops. I think last week there was 8, at least 8. I mean, just, they need to figure that out because you shouldn't be dropping that much. Komet had a good game.
Yes.
So did Loveland. Looks like they're going to have a pretty good split between the two.
I mean, it's been going more towards Loveland. This is kind of
the first game where, yeah.
Yeah. I think Menanga is a short down back or short yardage back at this point.
Yeah.
It definitely seems that that's the case.
Yeah, it looks like he just took over Roshan's spot, but I'm
Which
happy
makes
they
both
won.
Of those backs hard to run.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just happy they won. I got real worried there for when they got that touchdown.
I don't blame you. A win's a win. Like you said on the episode last week when I kind of said what I'm about to say again, this team is not as good as the record indicates.
I did see people are saying the Bears are this year's Commanders. They had all those close games and then, yeah. I mean, I hope it doesn't. I mean, I'll take a championship game.
I was going to say,
fine with that.
Get to the NFC Championship. That's not too shabby, man.
No. Just hopefully Caleb can keep learning. I mean, he didn't play terrible. I mean, he kept the game within bounds. There was definitely some penalties that should have been called. A couple penalties that reversed everything. I mean, the E won. So at the end of the day, that's all you're trying to do.
For sure.
Where am I at? All right. Houston and Titans. That was a bad game. Another one. I don't think anybody expected a lot from that game, though.
No, I was really hoping the Titans would win. I thought that they would, but they just, when they tied the game, I made a bet that they were going to win, and we saw how that worked out.
So. Yeah, Nico had a good game. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one was a huge disappointment. Rams and Seahawks. I was really disappointed with that game.
So I was disappointed with Darnold throwing four picks, obviously. I mean, that's 100%. You have four turnovers. It's frankly amazing that they were in that game.
Yeah. I mean, it started out hot. I was like, oh, man, this might go higher than I expected. Then it just absolutely just hit the brakes.
Yeah. The fact that Davante Adams only had one catch ended up being for a touchdown, but that's pretty piss poor.
Yeah.
Just a bad game. Like, the only thing that really, in my opinion, panned out the way we thought it was going to was Smith and Njigba.
Yeah.
I mean, dude had 9 receptions, 105 yards. Sam didn't play bad. He just had 4 picks. So when I say he didn't play bad, I mean, like, outside of those 4 picks, he played
pretty terrible.
Decent.
Yeah.
But those 4 picks negated all, and he played terrible because of it.
Yeah.
The Rams have his number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's played really well throughout most of this year. But there's something that they do that confuses the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Besides, like, part of that is just they create and generate a consistent pass rush.
Pressure, yeah.
And he doesn't handle it. Quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, he doesn't handle pressure well. We saw when he was in Minnesota in the playoffs. He was being pressured and he fell apart.
Fast enough.
No, hopefully that's something he can learn, but I mean.
He's got to learn how to figure, he's got to figure out a way to slow that down just enough.
Yeah.
And he's never going to be able to do that consistent, like all the time, but he's got to be able to do it enough.
Sometimes, yeah.
That he can just throw the ball away or something.
I mean, give him the benefit of the doubt. He tried.
He tried. Well, he should. But I think it's equally as pathetic. I guess that they won.
Yeah.
But the Rams offense was not impressive at all.
No. I mean, that was.
You got 4 turnovers. You were plus 3 on the turnover and you won by 2 with only 21 points. That's not very good, guys. And one of those touchdowns was gifted within the 15-yard line on a Seahawks side. So,
yeah. Buccaneers-Bills. That was pretty a good game until the end.
I mean, it was a good game, period.
Yeah.
I thought it would be closer throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
Baker didn't have as big of a game as I thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Tucker, though, man.
That dude killed it this week.
Yeah. He looked really, really good, didn't he?
Yeah, he ended up out-touching White. Do you think he takes the 2 spot or what?
He's already taken the number 1 spot.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully Bucky comes back. I'm surprised it took this long for them to realize that Sean Tucker was the better back.
So you're asking, like, when Bucky comes back, if I think Sean's
I mean,
number
I don't,
2? No.
I think they both lose. You don't think
Roddy
he gets
White
the number,
is
two?
Number 2?
Because of his pass catching?
Well, his pass catching, and he's a different back.
Yeah.
Than either, like, Sean Tucker and Bucky Irving are very similar type backs.
Yeah.
Rashad White is a change of pace back. Like, they're totally different.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't think that's the case. Now, I think it gives them leverage. They can trade one of those guys. They can, I mean, there's all kinds of things they can do with that and try and bring somebody else in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something else, like more draft capital or something, because Sean Tucker is too good to be a third string back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the Buccaneers are great at developing young players.
Yeah. They're very good. Josh Allen killed it this week. 6 total touchdowns, 3 rushing, 3 passing.
Yeah, 2 picks too.
Listen, dude, that's a
We've seen this
3-1 ratio
before with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Come playoff time, that's going to matter. He needs to get that out of his game. It's getting back into it too much.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, we've seen this game in Rodeo before with Josh Allen. He's got to get that out of there. Mm-hmm. He's got to clean that up. Well, this team is not going to go where he wants to go. Yes. Yes, he had a great game. He killed it for me in so many leagues that I have him in. Absolutely killed it. And most of the, like, all the dynasty leagues that I have him in and everything, that's awesome. But for him and his team, like, they want the Super Bowl. Super Bowl or bust for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Oh, 100%.
That's not going to happen if he keeps throwing these picks.
No.
And they got to figure out something with the, like, Shavers was great, but who else was? They need to figure something else out.
Yeah.
If Dalton Kincaid continues to get hurt, and that guy's hurt a lot, who else is the big threat?
Shakir wasn't very involved.
I know. I was shocked by that. Like, Shakir, I think, is a threat. I don't know what's going on. What was going on? I thought Josh Palmer would be the guy that kind of stepped up with Keon out.
Yeah.
But it was Tony Shavers. Great for Tony Shavers. Maybe that'll take off. That would be awesome to see.
Yeah.
Josh needs somebody to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it is.
Yeah. That was a pretty good game, though. I mean, I think we expected that. Neither team really has great defense, but yeah.
I think the Bills had just good enough defense if they can tackle consistently.
Yeah. Carolina and Atlanta. Dude, Bryce Young had his great game once every who knows how many weeks.
Best game of his career.
100%, and I don't think it'll ever be close.
Guess who didn't start him?
You. Who would have thought, though?
I mean, yeah. It was Caleb Williams, Aaron Rodgers, and Bryce Young. Like, I'm starting the other two.
Yeah.
Now, I just got an update. Steelers fear that Aaron Rodgers has broken his wrist.
Really? It's on his non-throwing hand, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, he'll be all right.
Then why didn't he play tonight?
Because he didn't wrap it. He'll be all right. He'll get a cast.
Maybe
he's going to be back on the field.
Maybe he can come back faster, but he's not all right.
He's going to get his stem cells again.
They aren't going to make the playoffs.
No, I don't think so. You think they're going to finish above 500?
I hope so for Tomlin.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll probably get a pass. I mean, Bijan finally had a great game again.
Yeah.
It's been weeks since he's had many touchdowns.
So we talked about the fact that that game could be horrible or it could be great. And it was great. It was really cool. It was really cool to watch. A slight break in his left wrist was the initial concern.
Yeah. What? Don't they have x-ray machines? What are they concerned about? They should know.
I mean, I don't know how that works, man. I'm just telling you what Adam Schefter's reporting.
Yeah. I think it actually really hurt them that Penix got hurt.
Yeah, I agree. I think it probably cost them the game. Kirk Cousins is definitely not what we want him to be now.
Yeah, that dude's terrible.
I mean, he's old, man.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers plays better. He's way older.
Kirk Cousins was never Aaron Rodgers.
Sounds like him, probably. I mean, Drake London being hurt is definitely going to hurt him if it's long-term.
Agreed. That'll be brutal for them.
Yeah.
Tedaro McMillan, man, he had his breakout game,
he
too.
Killed it today.
Really cool. Really cool for him. And I get Tommy Tremble is the second string tight end, but should he be the starting tight end now? I had high hopes for Jatavion Sanders, but Tremble just seems to have a bigger upside or bigger, like, big play.
I don't know. I mean, they might just keep splitting it between them.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't think that's bad.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah.
No. I mean, we'll see.
Legette had a nice game.
Yeah.
Sanders. Rico Dowdle has had two kind of games back-to-back now.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 100 total yards, I guess. I admit, I missed that. He 5 catches, 55 yards, and out of the backfield, too. Never mind. Yeah. Rico had a good game.
Just no touchdown.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed with that, but who cares I think?
It's not a bad game. He got like 15 points again, man.
No.
You know who had a bad game? Dylan Gabriel. That was a terrible idea of mine for the DFS. My bad, everybody. He got hurt, but
forget who I picked. Oh, I picked Brissett. Brissett wasn't.
Brissett. He didn't play well either.
No, he didn't play terrible.
He had 47 completions, though. He set a record. Did you see that?
Yeah. He didn't have that. He only had 10 incompletions, too.
Yeah, half of them were picks.
Yeah, it's not important.
Just two.
They
were really bad picks, though.
Yeah.
You know who you did say, though? Michael Wilson.
Yeah, I was right on that. I'm a genius.
15 catches, 185 yards. Woo!
Listen to me more.
One.
I forget everybody I threw in there. So I'm taking your word for it. I knew that. I picked him. the Niners Cardinals game. That game sucked. This is their second week in a row getting beat 40-20, isn't it? That's terrible.
Yeah, and they got garbage time. Like, that's why they had what they had. Garbage time.
Yeah. Brock Purdy, welcome back. He killed it today.
Yeah, he did.
George Kittle's finally getting his touches, and he's killing it. Bet on the wrong tight end today.
Touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, career, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, and yeah. Devontae Adams, he only had the one catch, but it was his 1,000th of his career. Kudos to Devontae Adams. That's pretty cool.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's old.
I mean, yeah.
They've been playing for a long time.
That's a long time of playing right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Chiefs-Broncos. That game wasn't great. I was disappointed with that game. You think so?
It was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Well, I guess offensive-wise, it wasn't great.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a big offensive game.
I was hoping it was. I was hoping Mahomes would get that rushing touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping he would, too. I needed Mahomes to get a touchdown, and I needed R.J. Harvey. So I told you, we complained before about Sean Payton being in love with R.J. Harvey. I don't think that he's in love with R.J. Harvey. I think he's in love with screwing over people who like to bet on touchdowns.
Yeah, he's on that Vegas money line.
Jaleel McLaughlin got the touchdown.
Yeah.
That dude hasn't – I mean, I get he's playing because Harvey is starting now and Dobbins is out, but good Lord.
Yeah, just stupid. Yeah, Ravens-Browns.
I thought Shador was going to come through at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that last pass probably wasn't the smartest idea, but I mean, he should have had that touchdown, I think. It was a great play by the defensive back. I wouldn't even put it on the receiver, really.
It was.
Just a great play by the
It was a great
defender.
Throw by Shador.
Yeah. Just
tell me
just
Shador Sanders should not be starting instead of Dylan Gabriel.
They ain't going to, though, unless Gabriel's.
No, they already announced that Gabriel's the QB1.
Again? They reiterated that?
Yeah, they came out and said it after the game.
There's not much upside with Gabriel.
There's
the
something
game's
going
too predictable
on.
For them.
There's something going on.
Like, every defense knows the key part in stopping the Browns is all stopping the run of Judkins.
Look, they either want to lose or there's something going on with the NFL not wanting Shador to play.
Yeah. Just
it's one of the two.
Doesn't make sense to me. That or the Browns ditch both these quarterbacks, draft one next year.
They're going to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Mark Andrews broke the franchise record in passing yards or receiving yards.
Yeah, I saw that he had his first rushing touchdown this year too. Or in his career.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Just
on the fake tush push.
Mm-hmm. Lamar did not play great. Derrick Henry had a great game.
He had a great run. He didn't have a great game outside of that. But the great run made it a great game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 59 of it. All right, yeah. For that, he wasn't averaging great.
No.
I mean, he was playing the Browns defense, really good defense.
Agree. And a really great pass or rush defense. And
run defense.
But that's the thing with Derek. He does that a lot. Where they just pound him. Eventually, that big body is going to break free.
Mm-hmm.
That's his thing, man.
They need to keep doing that. I just don't understand why they don't do that.
I agree.
It's just, it's stupid.
And I know it looks like I'm a Ravens fan. I'm not. But I like Lamar, and I like Derrick Henry. I'd love to get one of Derrick's jerseys. That'd be pretty nice.
I like his Oilers jerseys. I want to get one of those.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I need to order jerseys. Tonight or tomorrow, I'll order jerseys. I'm sorry I haven't done that.
No, it's fine.
I might need you to send them to me again.
All right. I mean, Zay Flowers, he played great. They just don't give him the ball. 5 targets. He had 3 catches for 78 yards. Give him the ball. What is this game plan? You guys almost lost to the Browns.
I agree.
Almost lost to the Browns. I mean, that's just stupid. I don't know. Stupid. It's just stupidity. I mean, they're lucky they won.
The Browns did a good job of figuring out a way to stick around.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all the games, yeah. Just, I don't know. I don't know what the Browns, I don't think Gabriel's the right decision for the future, but.
You know what the Browns messed up?
What?
When they were on the 2 or 3 yard line And Judkins has two cracks at it and couldn't get in.
Yeah.
That's why they lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get in there.
Yeah. No matter
when
what.
You don't have that many opportunities, you got to get in.
Yeah. What line were they at? Like, what yard line?
Two or three. I don't remember which one.
I mean,
one
just
was.
Keep Tush pushing it.
It's Judkins.
That's fine. Put him in the position. He could probably push. Oh. Probably got more leg strength than
Dylan?
Shadur, yeah, sure. Or Dylan. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it was early on in the game. But it was when Gabriel was playing.
Yeah. Just, I don't know.
That whole team offensively sucks.
Oh, 100%.
Judkins and Fannin. When Njoku's really good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And Judy's got value. It's just not enough to lift everybody up.
No.
But their quarterback play, like,
that's.
I get Sanders was only 4 of 16. I get all that. But he was forced to throw the ball a whole lot more under a good pass rush. I didn't think he played all that terrible.
No.
He certainly didn't play worse than Gabriel.
No. It's his first game. He was thrown into a game that he wasn't starting in, and they were
nothing
down.
Nothing was game plan for him.
No. It was a spur of the moment because Gabriel was concussed.
I'd bet he doesn't get to play with these guys much.
No. No. I mean, that. I think that's came out, hasn't it? They won't give him reps because Gabriel needs to get more familiar with the team.
They're not wrong.
I mean,
if he's going to be the starter, that certainly is the case because he sucks.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it's helping.
Preach it to the choir, buddy. Preach it to the choir.
I don't know. They need to try something else.
Fantasy-wise, man, like, I was just surprised at some of it and other things. So.
Really disappointed. This was a disappointing week for me.
Yeah, I agree. Especially gambling-wise.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, just the only thing I think I won was the DFS, so that's pretty cool.
I didn't win that. Terrible.
Yeah, you had a great quarterback in.
Terrible.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed the episode and you're listening on a podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review.
Like and there subscribe,
yeah. Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think. Thank you.